Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Confidence is a preference.
Something habitual voyeur, yeah, what it's known as. Yeah, Barfly.
Known as Click It or Take It, I guess.
This is the Woohoo song, right?
No, that song too.
No. This is
like one about coffee and TV.
Song
right?
Two is exactly 2 minutes.
This is the one about like the ants in the
carpet. It's
actually
1:51.
This is the song. This is Wonderwall, right?
No, that's Champagne Supernova we just listened to.
Oh, okay.
Love that song. Well, I like how it rhymes. You know?
I love how they just got one in the oven and something to do with me.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well,
just got a blister.
Click It or Take It.
Kister.
I'm Pete Muccino.
I'm Glenn Marshall. Thanks, Ryan. Hey, I got class real early, so listeners, Glenn, Daddy could use a hand job before he goes to bed.
Ryan?
Have we gotten any listener mail?
No.
Listeners, really? I got on you. I'm going to do this at the beginning of the show today. Send us mail. Like, if you have a question, even if it's stupid.
Yeah.
We want your thoughts. We have a rule where we will read it on the air, no matter how dumb it is, even if it's an ad for boner medication. I'm surprised we even hadn't gotten any of those
yet. Send us some ads for boner medication.
Yeah. But seriously, if you have a question.
No, because I'm actually interested.
If you have a story.
My boner needs medication.
If you have something we need to rant about.
When it's flaccid, it's fine. It's healthy flaccid.
He's way more affectionate and sensitive, and I'm not.
He's way more what?
Okay,
insensitive?
Well, you need to stop being so strange.
He's way more what insensitive?
Passionate and sensitive.
Passionate? Whoa.
Who is
that? Reference to her boyfriend?
Is that her boyfriend?
Who's passionate and sensitive?
He's way more affectionate and sensitive.
Oh, affectionate.
And I'm not.
Whoa.
Affectionate and sensitive. Is that her boyfriend, Ryan?
I don't know.
Glenn, you need to teach her how to be affectionate.
Yeah, Ryan
and sensitive.
Can't tell the context when he's hiding in like a fucking crawl space.
She's talking
with
about
the microphone.
She's talking about Christian.
Oh, Christian's like in love with her.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, I thought you were.
Yeah, they're gonna have a bunch of Swifty babies. It's gonna be delicious.
Swift babies.
Slugheads.
Oh,
Swift heads, Ryan. Please.
So we have two competitions here. We can one is a continuation from last episode.
Oh yeah.
Or do you want to take a little interlude?
Oh no. My balls are starting to dry off from the saliva from Pete's mouth. So
all right, well
go for another Dunkin'.
Yeah,
we had international capitals. Glenn invoked a wrestler.
Cruising world. We did cruising.
Now we're gonna cruise the USA. 64.
Cruising USA. 64.
So we're gonna do 64 state capitals. somehow. And
here we come, American Samoa.
What are you guys playing
here
for?
Here we come, Philippines.
What are you guys playing for?
Pete, you have to go get me a beer if I win.
I don't think we have any in the house at the moment.
Shit. Do you have any booze?
Yeah.
All right. The winner has to go make the other one a drink. Is that fair?
I think I'm an exact game master toll here, and either way, one of you guys, I need a drink too.
Okay. All right. All right. So loser has to go get drinks.
All right.
All right.
That makes sense.
All right. Will you direct us to where the drink, I guess, after or during the cast?
Oh, it's got
to
be during the cast.
It's got to be during. It's all right there.
Okay.
Okay. just some Kettle One and ginger ale is fine with me.
Yeah.
Oh, Pete,
me too.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
That works for me.
I'm already like talking because I know I'm going to make it.
I think state capitals you can
listeners,
roll
remember this moment. This is the moment where Pete Muccino is not making drinks. This is the last you'll hear. Last transmission.
A fate worse than death. Yeah.
I have to make drinks.
Video log just 64. Cruising USA 64.
Cruising USA. All right, whoever wins, Ryan will make us.
If we get to a point where that we can't break a tie and it's obvious that you're going to guess every single state capital, because at a certain point, there's only so many hard ones.
Yeah.
So then we're going to pick states.
Chattanooga,
we're going to pick states and you're going to guess their populations and whoever gets closer.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Glenn get to pick who goes first?
I think you go. You can go first. I went first last time.
Pete will go first.
All right.
All right, Pete. What?
I'm going to like so get this wrong.
What is the capital of Alaska?
Juneau.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Dingy ding.
Dingy ding, ringy dingy ding. All right, well, since Pete got a vice presidential candidate state, I'll throw you the other one, Glenn. Delaware. Pete's moving up and down as if he knows. What's funny is you're competing to not walk up the stairs, but you're moving excitedly now.
Up the stairs is great. I love being mobile.
Oh, okay.
But not when it's making drinks. Sandwiches, however.
Unless you're doing it voluntarily, in which case.
Oh, yeah, if it's for me.
You're not allowed to
it's
get one.
Dover?
Yes,
ding,
it is.
Ding, ding,
yeah.
Well, he pulled that out of his wrestling leotard.
Yeah. Not much room in there, by the way. I was disguising it as a bigger package.
My dick is disguised as a smaller dick.
That's what I tell people, Nick. That's not a laughing matter, you guys. I'm about to cry. I'm just laughing to keep the tears back. All right, let's keep the game going.
All right. Let's go with the... Actually, there might be more interesting ones here than I thought. New Mexico.
Santa Fe.
Wow, and my phone said bingo right as he got it right.
Bingo!
All right.
Oh, no, I believe The Capital is my favorite Weird Al song, Albuquerque. All
right.
Weasels is The Capital.
Glenn?
Weasels. My mom tied me up in the basement and made me eat nothing but sauerkraut.
Force-fed me nothing but sauerkraut until I was 26 and a half years old.
Oh, you guys are quoting Walt Whitman, right?
But Kurt, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what I thought.
It was actually Feist, our favorite musical
Dick
artist.
Whitman.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know the capital of Louisiana?
Buenos Aires.
It's Lima, Peru. I knew that one. You couldn't give it to me.
Oh man.
Sorry, dude. Chile just seems so appealing. Santiago? I mean, it's the last name of so many baseball players, kind of.
There's that kid in my brother's grade named Santiago. Oh, this is what fucking it was Louisiana?
Yeah.
All right, so it's not New Orleans. Oh God.
That leaves like not a whole lot.
Yeah, there's one other city like that's decently sized that's not like basically Texas.
Louisiana is basically another country though.
Yeah.
If you try to that southern accent is completely impenetrable.
Bow, bow. That's my answer.
No. Are you stumped? He's stumped.
We have to get it. Is he officially?
Are you officially stumped? This is a great radio.
I can feel that.
You gonna steal? You gonna steal?
I gave him the answer, so I don't.
Say Baton Rouge, mon.
It is Baton.
It was Baton Rouge. God damn! How did I?
All right, Peter. All right, Peter. Peter's off to a better start than he was before. That's one strike for Glenn. What kind of food did you prepare for the Louisiana chef?
Do you remember that Saturday Night Live sketch with like Creole Man? Was Adam Sandler?
No. Oh, well, did he?
He just said things
opera
with the
anyway?
and ended in ION a lot. He's like Creole Man. You smell like a little weird, but you. He's like onion.
It
was the whole joke. But it was funny.
He did a lot of mans. He did Opera Man. He did, like, yeah.
Canteen Boy.
Yeah, Jim Norton was just, or Jim Brewer was just cornholed into Goat Boy. And that was all he got to do.
Wasn't the Water Boy set in Louisiana?
Yes.
And they eat, like, snake and squirrel and stuff?
They do
eat squirrel in Louisiana, actually. My dad had potted squirrel down there.
Yeah, I didn't eat squirrel when I was down there. I had like a lot of gator and catfish. But,
really?
Yeah.
I had seared.
I'm
only
eating
had
the
one
fuck out of gator. Gator sounds awesome.
It's I'm eating good. It now.
I've had it actually quite a few
Wait,
times.
Wait, do they have alligators or crocodiles? They have
gators.
Alligators.
Gators. Gators.
Gators. Yeah.
We don't have
crocodiles.
Crocodiles
are, that's like the Nile and shit.
Yeah, that's the
okay.
Other
okay.
You know, I had some sort of seared fish. That seemed like the thing to do there. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So it's to Pete now.
It is to Pete. Well, Peter, what do you know about Ohio?
Wait, he said when you steal, you can't get a point. So he just has the one, right?
He just stole to shove it in your face.
Oh, okay.
You have a strike, he doesn't. He's just
Ohio, you said?
Yeah, that's the capital isn't also Ohio. It's a different
Ohio City.
Oh, no, you said.
Yeah, the state of your question is Ohio.
Oh, God. I know it's.
Our listeners are calling in. They all want to give Pete hints.
I'm going to guess Cincinnati.
Can I steal?
Yeah.
Columbus.
It is Columbus. Right. Oh, the
so that takes away my strike, right?
It gives it to him.
No,
you got it wrong. So
you got it wrong, right. So I lose my strike. So it's 1-1 and he has a strike? Or we're just doing strikes?
No, we're just throwing strikes.
We're just doing
strike,
strikes.
Strike three and you're getting drinks.
Oh, okay.
Just like in baseball.
All right. So what's the score right now? I have a strike.
You have a strike. He just alleviated his own.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
I'm glad I got that one wrong early on.
North Dakota.
North. Shit. Oh, my God. That Fuck you in North Dakota. There's like 10 people there.
Well, I mean, they all know it.
I bet they do.
They're all calling in right now. The entire state of North Dakota.
Is it Bismarck or is that South Dakota?
No, it's you got Bismarck.
Yeah, right.
Wow, wow.
Ding, ding, ding. I pulled that one out of my ass.
He gave me a question. I knew the answer.
I thought it was South Dakota.
I thought it was hard, but I knew it. But I thought I might get it.
All right, lay it on me.
All right. Well, now I gotta.
If I didn't pull a Bismarck out, I was just gonna be like Mount Rushmore. If you said that was in South Dakota, I was gonna swing the mic like the guy from what was that fucking band?
The Who.
Taking Back Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were gonna.
It's gonna be a Sunday Bloody Sunday in here. It's gonna be brutal.
I'm gonna ask Pete Maine now just to piss you off. Now,
Bangor.
Is that no? Not Star Wars monsters.
Bangor.
All right, Pete.
Gungan.
Do you know the answer of Oregon?
Naboo.
Salem.
Wow, shit. I thought that might be a little tricky. That was not tricky.
Naboo.
I'm not asking either of you guys Oklahoma at any point.
Naboo.
Because that falls under our Van Halen clause of...
Naboo City.
Do you know the capital of Naboo?
Naboo.
McVeightown?
McVeighville. McVeighville.
Mint chocolate chip, ice cream, death sentence, Bill.
Mint chocolate chip.
That was his last meal.
Oh.
That he requested.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Holy shit.
Ryan is loving this.
We should.
Ryan.
That's a game we
Ryan's
could play.
Dying.
Multiple choice questions for famous serial killers.
Oh,
what was their last meal?
Oh, that is a great game.
What was their last meal?
That's probably the only one I know.
That's going to take me some time. But I'll give you choices. I can't just, like, out of any food in the world, what
yeah,
did they
I
order?
Know what, I want to know what John Wayne Gacy Jr. ate. I hope it was one of those, you know, those ice cream, like, popsicle things you get, but it's like in the shape of a clown. And
oh,
like
yeah,
I was
going to say that exact
same
thing.
He dressed up like a clown and killed like 200 boys and buried them under his house.
Like a
and clowns were made illegal in all of Illinois for 25 years. And then the first day it was made, like they repealed the law. Smashing Pumpkins all dressed up as clowns and played like a huge free show.
That's Smashing Pumpkins is
yeah, they're
Illinois
all from Chicago.
Basically. Yeah, okay.
At least most of them.
Who is it? Was it Ted Bundy who ate his victims? Could he request one of his
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer, could he request one of his victims to eat?
He could if he was on death row. I was thinking that. It's like some intestines.
Yeah.
Let me have sex with them first.
It's like wearing a sheepskin condom, but...
I fucking eat bodies.
All right. Glenn, do you know the capital...
Way to San Jose, yes.
Of Washington State.
Washington State.
Stay in the Pacific Northwest here.
Okay. It's not Seattle. It's not Spokane. Is it Seattle? Shit.
I can break her codes.
I got a poker face this one. Ooh, I have. By the way, if we run out of states before I go to the population based tiebreakers, I'm going to the insular area capitals, such as Guam, Northern Mariana Islands, American Samoa, Puerto Rico, and
I said Samoa. Here we fucking come. I knew Samoa was going to be in the mix.
All right,
American
well,
Samoa.
But
oh.
Anyway,
always lurking.
What do you know about Washington? Not DC.
Washington State.
How pissed was DC when
Mount Rainier? I'm just going to say Seattle because I don't know.
Oh, there's Olympia.
Steel, and I knew it. I did know it.
All right,
I did know it.
Sucks.
Oh, that's
I knew it.
Take away his strength.
Yeah, you should.
Sorry,
you should.
Dude. Sorry, dude.
I was gonna say my answer is Olympia.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right,
so it's Pete's turn. No worries.
I was gonna say Olympia Dukakis was my back.
Now who's?
Take away my strength.
Now I'm just the game yeoman.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Wait, whoa! Did I just become the good cop somehow?
Yeah.
Can we rewind time like 30 seconds?
Well, because I couldn't
take away Pete's strike.
Yeah.
You guys fucking let me do that?
Yeah, and I fucked up.
What the fuck?
And I fucked up a game. It was just bad. Everything's topsy turvy down here.
Pete like knows shit.
Not to be confused with that. Yeah, he's actually like.
Well, besides the gender
about
the offender, I typically.
Yeah, besides gender based things
and how to please the lady.
That Pete knows and Glenn does not. All right. Then let's see here. Do you know the capital of Pennsylvania?
Harrisburg.
Shit. Yeah,
he can't be stomped.
Can't be stopped. Won't be stopped.
Womp a stomp.
All right.
Womp a stomp.
Womp
a stomp.
You guys remember that game for Nintendo 64, that Star Wars game where the cheat code was Wampa Stompa?
No? Yes. I actually do, and that makes me hate myself.
I know. I just thought of it.
I hate you for making me hate myself.
I hate myself.
All right, Glenn. Kansas. He just sighed in consternation for listeners who he was holding.
Yeah, because it's not Kansas City, because that's in fucking... Actually, there is a Kansas City in Kansas.
Yeah, it straddles...
there's one in Missouri.
It straddles Missouri and Kansas, I think. Yeah. And there's half in both.
Yeah.
Topeka.
That's correct.
Correct.
So what is it once... Is the strike...
I have a strike.
Glenn has a strike. Pete does not at the...
At this present time.
Right. So you're saying right now you... have a strike.
That is amazing.
Peter,
it's like one
has
line.
One less strike than you.
The strike is amazing. It's one line with another line crossing it in a perpendicular fashion. It's like nothing I've ever seen before.
Here's a question. Who's not Dana Cool? You guys.
Dude, that was like one of the best parts of being in California. Just seeing Hulhauser on TV. Oh my God. I saw him go to like a tortilla factory. I saw him, what else? He went to he stopped at like one of those like, you know, those like stands that like construction workers go to. It's like a trailer basically that they like drag around.
It's
just like a food cart thing.
Oh,
they
show up at like strikes and
yeah,
like
the construction sites. Yeah, yeah. He went up to one of those. It's fucking ridiculous. And it's like
you
every
sell food
every time. It's like he's never seen it before.
To people, buy.
So you repackage the food and then you sell it. That is astounding.
So they give you money, and you give them food
in exchange for goods or services. That is amazing.
All right, who am I even asking this next question for? This is Pete?
Yes, he has got Topeka.
All right, well, then you're going to get Kentucky. Is he going to be Ken Lucky or Ken Fucky? Let's find out. You're on Click It or Ticket. Yeah, right after this. We really need to have... We should record fake commercials and just play them. And then it's like,
Why don't we do that, actually?
I don't know. Ryan, what the fuck, man? Why don't we do that? Why don't you tell us
idea? No, don't let Ryan do it. We need
to... No, I didn't tell him to do it. I said, why didn't he tell us to give us the idea?
Well, look, I just said we don't want him having any creative oversight. Why the fuck are...
if he had just said, come up with awesome ideas, we would have come up with that in a second. The fuck?
All right, Kentucky.
I know this isn't it, but Louisville.
You want to steal?
Oh, man. It's going to take me a second.
I just came up with all the hilarious material to cover Pete's thinking time.
Yeah, well, now
we need the commercials for
pander.
Games like this. We need, like, we'll find out Glenn's answer after this.
Are you tired of watching your ass?
B-Day?
That's all I have. That's the whole original.
All right, now we need the answer. The Onion actually sells fake boxes that you can give Christmas gifts in. So they unwrap their present and they think that it's the box, whatever would be in the box, and they're like horrible gifts, like like brooms you wear on your shoes to like clean.
Oh
the
yeah,
floor
no, I've seen those. Yeah.
They're like
wrap, a lot of as seen on TV type shit.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like wrap shitty gifts in shitty boxes. The answer for both you guys is it's Frankfurt.
Frankfurt. I knew. I was thinking food too. I was like, I think it's a food.
All right, so it's to me.
It's 1-1. Mm. It is a put a 3 in front of it. It's with the three of us, 3-11.
Wait,
all right.
We both got it. No, wait, never mind.
He had a strike from before. And,
yeah, you're right. You're right.
All
right,
Glenn. How about Iowa,
Des Moines?
No. Well, I was in a
ding ding ding.
My dad was born there, so.
Oh, really? And he was also born in Pyongyang, so you were on top of both of those. All right.
You want to give him a clue? Yeah, the answer. There you go. Pyongyang. Take it.
All right, Pete. Alabama.
Alabama man.
Become an Alabama man by answering this question right. So maybe you don't want
Birmingham.
To steal.
Oh, man. Mark Twain, help me here. Come on. I need your Mississippi River skills, Mark Twain.
If only you had the bones.
Oh, that would be unfair advantage, though, having bones to consult.
Yeah, exactly. And like,
you get one bone lifeline.
I like gut a rat and examine its organs.
After
and like,
after making a random noise.
Yeah, I love it. It actually tells you the answer.
Marshall uses bones. It has no effect.
We'd have to have Jim rattle the bones, and I could like whisper. I'd be like.
Kansas City.
I don't know, man.
All right, the answer is Montgomery.
Fuck! Oh. I knew that one, too.
So it's but Pete's got two strikes and you have one there?
You know what was fucking with me? Never mind, actually, because it's going to give away another. Nah, fuck it. Keep going.
No, it's this question's to Glenn now.
Oh, that was my steal. Okay.
All right. Do you know the answer to
give a man.
South Carolina?
Rally?
Is that your final answer? Yeah, you're incorrect.
Oh, is that North Carolina?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Or is that Virginia? Shit.
Can you steal on South Carolina? We want our listeners to learn more. First and
can
foremost,
I use the lifeline of Ryan?
No, he lived there.
I know. That was my point.
you can answer with any other city you can think of, and I'll say it's right.
Charleston.
No, that's wrong. The answer is Columbia.
Columbia.
What a shitty fucking...
What like, the fuck? That's shit.
No, sounds tough, man. They have like one city in each of their states, and it's not the capital.
Yeah. So we're a bunch of fucking hacks.
Yeah, we're going to stay there until you guys get it right.
So is it still 2-2?
It's two. Yeah, now it's 2-2. Two to two.
And it's to me or to Pete?
It's to you, Pete.
Yeah.
All right. Minnesota. By the way, Birmingham was actually the state's largest city. It was the one that you guessed for Alabama. So that was
Minnesota.
And I think. The largest city in South Dakota is also not the capital either. It's Sioux Falls. It's the largest city.
Yeah.
Sioux Falls is that really shitty border one near Canada where all the hockey players come from and no one cares because it's hockey.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm like losing interest because you're talking about hockey.
I'm just going to go.
It is in Canada. They're thinking of like taking teams from America and stuffing them up into Canada's like middle of nowhere wilderness out in the west, and they're like, yeah, it'll sell out every game.
Would you like to know more?
Makes sense.
I'm gonna guess Minneapolis.
I don't even know what state I asked. Oh yeah, Minnesota. No, that's incorrect.
I need to erase one of these strikes.
Well, then I just lose.
Well, if
I don't get mine right,
then they're
going.
In a stalemate. All right.
I can taste my Kettle One and ginger ale already. Tastes good. Glenn really wants to.
I am invincible.
I think if Glenn gets this, though, he wins because
I would say so.
Because
yeah.
Then it'll be 3-1.
I don't know. Let's.
All right.
Is it Montpelier?
No, that's Vermont.
Minnesota. Right. Is Saint Paul.
Saint Paul,
Minnesota.
All right. Well, this is for the game. How do you feel, Glenn?
Let's rock and roll.
You don't feel any anxiety?
Fucking do it, baby.
Cool as a cucumber?
Yes.
No, what's the capital of cool as a cucumber?
Cheesy Kamundizi.
Yeah, no, that's wrong. You lose.
Pickle.
All right, the final question.
Pickle Town.
Well, this could be the final question.
Potential final question.
Time's potential final. Yeah, I was just going to say that. Goddamn.
Ever. Before we finish, this is the final episode of Click It or Ticket.
Ryan, if you had the final countdown, you'd play that right now.
That's how we do it. It's like episode 84 or something. We just.
Yeah.
All right, Nevada. See, that's suspense. That's suspense. That wasn't dead air. That was suspense. I assure you.
Is it Carson City?
It is.
Yeah.
Holy.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's wow.
Way to
well
stay
done.
Alive.
Yeah.
If I had asked you.
You want to know how I figured that out?
I looked up Carson Daly?
No, I looked up to God, and instead of God, it was Johnny Carson winking and pointing at me. And I was like... And then he like lowered himself down onto a city skyline.
Onto your dick.
Yeah. And then we fucked for a while. And then I realized he was a ghost, and I was like fucking a dead body. So I had to get out of the graveyard pretty quick. But
so other states I was considering.
Did give me
at
California
you
or New York?
Just do you want to just say it? I don't need to. You need me to ask you to?
Wait. So does he?
He wins.
Still does, oh, he is.
Mm-hmm. I only have two strikes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Three. But if I had asked you Montana, would you have
Helena?
Gotten? Oh.
It's not Big Sky?
No, it's Helena.
It's not Big Bear?
So, man, so this could have just been...
If you had asked me another one,
this
yeah.
could have been luck of the draw. What about Wyoming?
Cayenne.
Yeah, Pete's on top of these.
Is it really Cayenne?
Cheyenne. I don't know how it's pronounced, yeah. but...
All right.
And American Samoa's capital is... they have two. There's Pago Pago and Fagatoga.
No.
Fagatoga.
Fagatogo.
All right, well,
and I'm gonna go Fagatogo make drinks. I'll be
right
back.
So the kettle one is in the you know where the cabinet is above the boat.
Disgusting.
Pete, why are you looking the help in the eyes?
Yeah. Some
yes,
some
sir.
Just some ginger ale.
The help has got some nice teeth. Let me check those out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir,
I don't know. He's got. He's got whoa! What did I just talk over? Don't say it again. Don't say it again. The end.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir. What do you?
Nice skin tone. I like the.
I don't know. He's got a bit of a. He's got a club foot here.
Yeah, fully nice, nice musculature.
Hey, what's the capital of Maine, Glenn? Before I leave.
Don't make the same mistake I did.
I don't know. It's
dignity.
Not Bangor.
It's Augusta.
It's Augusta.
My fault.
So
it's Augusta.
It looks like
we. You want kettle and ginger ale, though?
Yeah, that's okay. Fine.
It looks all like right. We danced around
oh,
everything.
And Pete, on the double, please.
You're not going to put the mic down so you can clap at him?
No. All right, let's keep going with Steve Cavill.
How does it
feel? Gets back.
Yeah, that'll be really, really fascinating.
Yeah, I know.
But this, I have a question for you. This isn't a competitive thing. We can discuss this. I found it interesting. There was a judge refused to marry an interracial couple in the year 2009. Actually,
where?
Straight up refused. Yeah, so where do you think?
Florida.
Alabama.
Very close. Both of you guys are
Mississippi.
On the right track.
Georgia.
Louisiana. New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans.
Louisiana Justice of the Peace said he refused to issue a marriage license to an interracial couple out of concern for any children the couple might have.
Oh, you mean...
Were they brother and sister?
He says, in his experience... that most interracial couples do not last long. I am not a racist. I just don't believe in mixing the races that way. I have piles and
piles.
Wait,
hold on. How else would you mix the races?
Oh, you know, it,
you know, like a softball team that accepts all nations
yeah, they can,
and nationalities.
Yeah, we mix the races as much as he, you know, is good for us in 1947. Jackie Robinson joined the major leagues. Mm-hmm. That was all we needed.
All right.
Why would we you want to have more contact with?
No, I mean, I don't...
Well, all right, he says he has piles and piles of black friends. Use that...
Yeah, in his,
they come
in,
to my
in his ship, the Amistad.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, not to be confused with the piles and piles of Jews he masturbated to in Auschwitz, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
He says, you know, of his black friends, he says, they come to my home, I marry them, they use my bathroom, I treat them just like anybody else.
Wait. These people come to his home and marry him and use their bathroom.
I like the idea that, like, wait, there's, like, some racist who's like, fuck yeah! Like, you won't marry them. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They're, like, drinking a Budweiser and they're like, they spit it out. It's like, you let them come into your home? Defile your inner sanctum?
Your bathroom?
You let them shit their shit in your fucking shitter?
apparently he's, the best part is the black dude isn't, He isn't like a disaster here. Apparently, oh no, he might. Well,
yeah, backpedaling
times
here. All right,
well, the woman's. These aren't just vagrant meth heads who've been knocking each other up back and forth willy nilly. She's an account manager for a marketing firm, and he's a welder. So you'd think that they're gainfully
you'd
employed.
You'd think they'd be able to get this marriage together with his welding skills.
Hey.
Oh.
He says he tries to treat everyone equally, which is interesting. So.
Yeah, separate but equal. As in not married, but equal.
Did
he propose like a civil union? He's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
You can call.
Can't defile the institution of marriage.
You guys can play house for a little while, but you can't adopt kids. I mean.
Let
Ryan, what was that?
What?
I was
give us free. Is that what you said, Ryan?
I was going to make something a gay joke. But
oh, really?
Something.
You and Neil do that a lot. Nice.
It's actually apparently illegal to do that.
To what? Refuse?
Apparently.
Well, good. You fucking old codger. Get the fuck out of there. You don't belong there.
How old was he, by the way?
Well, I don't want to be ageist. I don't want to call it a racist and be an ageist. Myself,
ageism, whatever the fuck. Like,
I just
context.
I'm so glad you said ageism because that makes me so happy.
It's so retarded.
Because
it's only retardism.
It's one letter away from jism.
Jism.
It doesn't have his age. He's been a Justice of the Peace for 34 years.
Well, there you
claims.
Go.
So he's at least 58 or so, probably.
Probably older than that. So his mentality dates back to that of pre-Civil Rights Movement in the South. So not only is he a
Civil Rights Movement still hasn't happened in the South.
Not only is he a... not only is he a fucking idiot, but he's a racist fucking idiot.
Pete, we didn't clarify that part of the rule is you couldn't mix one for yourself. Well, you gave me the small one. Oh, okay. It's the stiffest. Pete knows how I like him.
He knows
I like
about
him stiff.
His boners.
Yeah. he defended his other defense of. He had two defenses, piles and piles of black friends, and I've made some mistakes, but you have too. Glenn is not man enough for that drink that Pete mixed.
Oh, oh my
Pete
God.
Thought he could only be beaten by a real man.
That smells like my grandpa's breath. Oh.
How's it taste, Glenn? Feeling a bit tired?
Oh, man.
After all that winning, I can understand if your eyes feel a little
heavy. He says this is
heavy.
The stiffest. I'm not having any problems with it. This is a delicious, delicious drink. Thank you, Peter. I'm glad you lost and made me this great drink.
Yeah, I know.
Glenn apparently would have put a drop of Kettle One into one cup and you know, played Russian roulette with which one has the drop of alcohol in it.
Dude, I'm sorry. That just tasted like bilge water.
It is.
I
see plankton in it.
Yeah, there's a few barnacles.
Oh, that's from the ice. That's you didn't take ice cubes out of our freezer, did you?
I did. But.
Oh, because I go down to the beach and I collect pond samples.
Yeah, dude, those
and
are frozen sea monkeys.
Oh.
Yeah, that's from Long Island Sound.
That's his frozen sea monkey collection.
LIS, baby. Local water. Support your local
Sherwood
water.
Sherwood Island. 7th grade.
Oh, did you hear that Harry Connick Jr.?
Ryan, you need that like record.
Was a judge,
like,
was a judge in an Australian American Idol type thing. It was like a gong show sort of thing. Uh-huh. And this group came on about a week after Michael Jackson died, and they did this in blackface. They did a Jackson 5 performance. And Harry Connick Jr. like went off on them. He's
I thought he was like gave him a standing ovation.
No. It gets better. So Harry Connick Jr. is calling them out. He's like, in my country, like we spent so long trying to make black people look stupid and this is why it's so offensive. I mean, I guess you guys didn't know just because you're like stupid Australians. And then it just the news clip immediately without even having anything to say about it just cuts to a clip of Harry Connick Jr. on SNL about 10 years ago in blackface.
Oh no.
He was like portraying Charles Barkley or something.
I wish I was wearing my Harry Connick Jr. T-shirt today.
It's like, do you think no one was gonna notice?
And also, they were doing a dance. Like he was actually doing comedy.
Yeah, he was actually
making
mocking.
Fun of.
Yeah, but seriously, it's like we're gonna be Michael Jackson. It's like you don't need to wear blackface then.
Yeah,
unless,
we know what song you're
unless
doing.
You're doing like the Jackson 5. Unless you're doing like ABC, then like.
Why do you need to be Candy Girl?
Then, like, you don't need to be in blackface. Isn't he's white?
Pierre is the capital of South Dakota.
Isn't it weird to like? Isn't it weird? Like, wouldn't we know?
Is that what you're brooding up while you're making drinks?
Oh no! I was thinking
if only other
stuff. I actually forgot I was doing a podcast.
And so most of our listeners probably already changed us over to NPR or something.
Yeah, because when I leave, you know,
or like car talk. Yeah, like
the funny guy's gone. No, I'm not.
All right, no, Pete. It's all right. We can take a break if you wanna bring out some jokes.
Do some monologues. Welcome back to Pete Chat.
That was
last
pretty,
week,
was
you remember, right. Went over all the state capitals, excluding, of course, Ohio. And
we went over that one.
Yeah. No, not on this Pete Chat. With the
Sorry.
Here, we had an intruder for a minute. Ryan, how you feeling? Ryan is my sidekick. I'm Pete Chat, the much superior podcast. How you feeling tonight, Ryan?
Superior to what?
Special resin.
Yes. Yes. My drop requests are all coming true, like weeks later, so I forget about them. And then I'm
What's
really,
that from? What is that?
That's from the Safe Light Replay. I remember the jingle.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they talk about it. It's like, I'm going to show you how a chip in your windshield can turn into a crack. And then he drives and it turns into a crack. He's like, see?
We inject our special
resin. And I thought, I just heard that and it kind of stuck in my head. And it's like, oh, man.
We inject our special resin.
What's that sound effect in the background?
Him injecting the resin.
It sounds like a pig snorting that's made out of springs. You know what I mean?
Let's hear it one more time.
Play it one more time.
We inject our special resin.
That is strange.
Like, you know, it's like his snout kind of goes.
Yeah. He's
like.
What if Ryan put that in, like that sound
Ryan,
in the back?
Reverse
just
that.
To fuck
reverse
with
that,
us?
Ryan.
He can't reverse it on this new
drop
program.
Ryan.
It's a new inferior drop
program. I'll accept the sacrifice, though, because Ryan's dropping has been immaculate.
Yeah, but Ryan, what about our Nicolas Cage thing?
Ryan always be better than I am.
Well, that's a separate drop.
No, but Nicolas Cage, like him, like gearing up.
Oh, yeah. You haven't put it on there yet?
We need to remake the Nicolas Cage powered car.
Yeah, well, come back to the drawing board. Put more cup holders in, please.
Yeah, and more. Dude, I miss when
they're
cars...
all shaped like Nicolas Cage's screaming face, and you
no,
put the cup
all...
in the mouth.
They're shaped like Ghost Rider.
It's just a flaming skull.
Yeah.
Too bad Gone 60 Seconds wasn't made after this car was manufactured and designed.
Speaking of 60 Which seconds.
Eleanor was like him in a car. He was like trying to find himself. And he's like, yeah.
Someone has to steal him.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie's hair in that was actually was a beehive. So it worked.
Yeah, Sway. Yeah, she was.
Was that her name? I
saw the movie in theaters twice. Yeah.
Oh,
you
really?
What was the bad guy's name? Anyone know?
Mm-mm.
British dude?
It was an Italian last name, but the guy had like a British accent.
He was Scottish or
Scottish. Yeah, it was like, oh, now I just forgot it. It was an Italian last name, though. Yeah, look that shit up.
God damn it. I was going to tell a different thing.
Yeah?
No, not really. It wasn't different at all. I was going to talk about it. Speaking of 60, I've only seen 60 seconds of Ghost Rider, and it was like an entire minute of just Ghost Rider on his flaming motorcycle and Sam Elliott on his fire horse. And them just riding across the desert to some weird music for the whole. I watched it. I was like, I want to see what happens in this movie. And they just.
There's
just
actually
going a straight line.
And a
in the desert.
Version of that on YouTube as well. That's pretty good.
Oh, really? For Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
Do they have one for every Nicolas Cage movie?
I guess they're working on it.
They do now.
I don't think it was from the same
podcast,
though.
Inspired it. All right, you got one more guess. It's the actor had an Italian last name.
No. What was the guy's name in the movie?
The villain, Kip Reins? Or was that was that one of his buddies?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't say the villain; it has character
names. Go through the names.
Mirror Man.
No.
Which that's an Italian last name. There's a guy named just Freb.
No.
What the hell? Detective Roland Castleback. He's not the villain. Estricky?
No, not Tumblr.
Calitri?
Yeah, Raymond Calitri.
Played by Christopher Eccleston. That's a star name if I've ever heard it. He was also in Amelia, which was a great movie.
Did you see that?
No.
My mom was like, let's go see Amelia.
No one saw Amelia.
I was like, I'll go see that with you because like, I just wanted to leave it there and I didn't want to like have it brought up again. But then she kept being like, so we're going to see Amelia this weekend. I'd be like, fuck.
Oh, so you were hoping to bring it up while she was like doing her taxes and she was like, I can't do it now. Like, all right, well,
yeah,
I
exactly.
Asked. I asked.
No, exactly. I'd be like, it'd be like a Saturday.
It'd be 2 a.m. on a Wednesday. She'd be like, all right, I'm going to bed. You'd be like, oh, do you want to go see Amelia?
No, it would be something like that. It would be like a Friday and she'd be like, what are you doing tonight? I'd be like, I don't know. I'd be like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm going out to play like paddle tennis. And I'd be like, oh, that's too bad. I was free tonight. We could have gone
to see
Amelia.
Oh, that's such a drag. Like going to see Amelia with your mom because that's something you just want to soak in by yourself and just appreciate.
And, you know, cry.
Yeah,
the life of this amazing woman.
It's hard for me to bond with, you know, because bonding with my mom is a full-time process.
Yes.
And watching Amelia, I don't want to do both. I don't want to make either of them half-assed.
I don't want to cheapen one or the other.
Because you want Amelia to be your mom.
I don't have to choose.
And you want your mom to be happy. But
you want your mom to be Amelia.
Plus, Amelia is like a cool movie, you know? You just want to drag your mom.
And a cool woman.
Yeah,
so she would be really cool if she was your mom.
Because all your friends are going to be there seeing it for the second or third time. And you don't want to be embarrassed. It's like, oh, I'm seeing it for the first time with my mom. That's a double embarrassment.
Unless they're all really jealous. The double embarrassment. Hit the
Chico Wasson too.
That works.
Yeah, I mean, and although they might think your mom's the cool mom though, because she's taking you to the hot movie.
But you'd have to be like, no, I've seen it like 5 times already. My mom really needed to see it, and I had to drag her here.
Yeah,
I mean, because
you need to make sure you don't cry too hard or react too strongly.
Seriously, we're all gonna see Amelia about 5 years from now, and we're all gonna be like, wow, that was like really good.
Yeah, it's gonna be the new iRobot.
It's gonna be like, wow, yeah, exactly.
Which these two made fun of in high school to the point where like I did not think that movie could be watchable. But then we watched it all together, and we're like, when it was done,
I went to see it in theaters.
Yeah, you saw it
you
told me about it. You're like, it was
and you
good.
Guys didn't believe me. You guys all
thought I was
fucking with you guys.
I literally used to just freestyle rap as Will Smith rapping about that movie.
Yeah.
As
oh,
if it
great.
Was like one of the songs about
like
them.
Like Wild Wild West
yeah.
or Men in Black.
Well, it's seriously all I said. I was like, those damn robots. Like, get off my car. Like,
oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
A lot of
I was like, the robots are here.
Oh,
I remember one night
no.
we were hanging out with Ben from New Canaan.
It's a robot.
And he was just like, that movie was all that. I was like, you didn't see it, did you? He's like, no, but you could tell it was. I was like, my friend, I used to be like you. It's like, for 3 years, I lived in like a shallow, dark place where I thought iRobot was just some silly movie about Will Smith jabbering about robots. But it's actually a very well thought detective story based on a short
Asimov.
Story by Isaac Asimov.
Yeah, in the not-so-distant future.
And a chief scholar in the works of Shakespeare, even. And then he just like looked at me blankly and was like, all he says in that movie is like, "Damn robots!" And I was like,
"And Alec." Alan
and then
Tudyk,
I knew that
Alan Tudyk played the robot.
Yeah, the main robot.
And also,
I love Alan Tudyk.
That was a great.
And the farmer from Babe.
Glenn, are you sure you need to go home and go to bed? Can we watch a robot, please?
Oh God, I don't have like 5 hours to masturbate and cry.
That is a great movie. Don't she just shoot at you with your eyes closed? Did you just shoot at me with your eyes closed? Well, it worked, didn't it? I like how the first line of dialogue in this movie we're actually trying to convince you guys is actually good, which I like. I picked the stupidest fucking one.
Doesn't he, like, he gets his...
Shia LaBeouf is in that movie.
Who?
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah,
hey, Spoon!
He just runs out and tries to, like, throw out experimental white people future slang. He's like, yo, she is ass-hot spankable. And he's like, shut up. Will Smith is just telling him to shut up.
I like the part where he tries to throw the football to Spoon and Spoon just, like...
Basketball, yeah.
He like, he really wants it, but he's walking, like, two feet
in front of it. He turns into, like, a fathead on a conveyor belt. Yeah. And just, like,
fathead.
Will Smith can transform himself into anything.
You guys, listeners, we want fatheads for the podcast.
Yeah,
send
fat
us fatheads.
Of us.
Make a fathead of my dick.
Yeah, make a... just the head.
Yeah. Just my...
Fat shaft. Make a fat shaft of me.
Okay, I want a fat balls poster of my nuts.
Yo, so I'm Shaft, your head, and Glenn is balls.
I have really disgusting balls. I think we all do.
That is actually probably, if we were all parts of the penis, and you're making an analogy for the podcast.
I know, you're the tallest, though. So if it's my dick.
Yeah, the head is the highest part.
But I'm the brains, the head. The most nerve endings.
And Pete is the shaft. Just
I'm the part that pleases the lady.
He's the trunk. And Glenn's the, like,
the balls.
Goofy part at the bottom. That's much more sensitive than you would think.
And shoots out the... And I pump...
Sure, they stink like shit and they're wrinkly. But they're really sensitive.
But I pump out the goo at the end, too.
Yeah, you do pump out the goo.
Yeah, where do you guys think you get all that goo you love so much? This guy, all right?
Yeah, everyone.
I'm cooking it. I'm down in the in the kitchens.
Yeah, everyone
cooking
thinks
up your fucking goo that you take for granted.
Everyone thinks the balls are just extra, and that the
smells
the,
like shit down here.
Glenn's good at predicting the weather too.
Yeah, he hangs out with an asshole.
He produces semen.
If it's hot, I like have to hang really low. If it's cold,
you
I have to shrink up.
You
get
really
weird
sweaty.
Brain look. Yeah, fuck you guys.
I am pretty. I'm a veiny individual too. So this is making more and more sense.
I'm
for the shaft.
Yeah, I'm
you do,
I don't have extra fat hanging around. It's
you do
the,
spew goo when you get excited.
I want to point out I'm a circumcised hip. I don't have a skirt.
All right,
on.
So listener out there, if you're an artist, draw skirt. Nick's face as the head on a penis, Nick's like whole body as the shaft of a penis.
Pete,
Pete's
Nick and Chip.
Well, hold on. I'm not the whole
Nick. Pete's whole body as the shaft of a penis connected to Nick's head. And then me somehow like curled up in the fetal position as a set of balls.
Like his knees will form one part, and then his like
what
arms.
What are we saying? If you're Eric LaMonica, listen. If you are listening,
is Eric LaMonica the prostate?
He's the grundle.
No, he's making this.
Oh, he's drawing.
Oh yeah, LaMonica, get on.
So he's the guy who's masturbating the dick.
Eric
come on,
LaMonica
dude.
Is
come
the
on,
gross
dude.
Gut that hangs
come
over
on,
all.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Wow.
Come on, bro. Be a pal and draw us as a penis.
Yo, go to episode 84 and fast forward to minute 42 to hear us talk about dicks.
yeah, make that the caption of this.
All right, so you want to wrap it up there?
Well, you're the you got a it's a school night.
Come on, balls. What is it?
Balls. Dude.
He already shot the load, so he's got to shrivel up into the.
Yeah, dude. I'm in my comedy refractory period right now.
Although, the balls seem superfluous, but they do really important stuff, like, you know, inside your pelvis and stuff.
On the podcast.
Yeah, on the podcast.
That detective is the right podcast.
We inject our special resin.
Good night.
Nobody wants to date me. Again, I'm going to bed alone again.